Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The garden is open for visitors every day, and since the summer season is upon us, there are extended hours and special dog walking times too. Please visit online at southcoastbotanicgarden.org to check hours and reserve tickets. Refresh your soul with a walk in the garden. As you enter the garden, you'll notice some changes in the atrium. Frankie and Elaine's food court is being moved out to Palm Circle, so if you need a snack, it's available again, just relocated. Moving along to the volunteer vegetable garden, many of the plants have passed the first flush of ripe produce, and some of the beds are being replanted. However, the Rose of Sharon, named Blushing Bride, is just coming into full flower. This will continue blooming right through into the fall season and is a beautiful accent plant in the hibiscus family. It grows to about 10 feet tall and can live as long as 40 years. Heading directly across the paved path to the lower meadow, your eye is drawn to the striking patch of hot orange canna blooming along the path at the bottom of the meadow. Follow this path straight down into the formal rose garden. This is the time of year that the second blush of roses is beginning to bloom. After the winter pruning, the roses bloomed in March and April. Then the process of deadheading the bushes brings on this second blooming period. The wonderful yellow floribunda rose that forms the upper border of the rose garden is true to its name of sparkle and shine and draws your eye right into the other rose beds. The second row of roses is a pink tea rose called Pink Promise. The visual difference in a floribunda and tea rose is simple. The floribunda has a multiple bud on single stalk, while a tea rose is a single bud on a longer stalk, making it generally more useful as a cut flower. As you walk through the rose garden, you'll notice that many of the roses are planted in groupings of the same hybrid, making a splashy visual display. Some of the beds have a singular rose of another color as an accent. The hot cocoa floribunda is used this way. Also look for beds of beautiful yellow and pink Love and Peace tea roses. A few of the areas are planted in shrub roses, which has an old rose-style bloom and is a wonderful ground cover. The one we see in our garden is Carefree Delight. For the classic rose lover, there's a lush red rose named Oh My, planted at the lower area of the rose garden. Also noticeable is the accent plantings of the peonies. They bloomed out in February and March and will not bloom again until next year. But what we see now are the seed pods that have developed and are an interesting accent in the garden, as well as they can be dried to use as an accent in floral designs. As you wander out of the rose garden, if you move along to your left, you'll see the Mediterranean garden, which is home to many native California plants. Right now, the Mexican sage Limelight is showing off royal blue and chartreuse blooms on a beautiful 6-foot-tall gray-green plant. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.